Indeed, there is an increased frequency in the atmosphere, in the energy system. It is here for your availability, for you to begin the creative process of ascension, of rising into your natural state, your holy state of oneness with your truth. Because indeed, this is what you are seeking, yes, to be at one with your true source, with the true divinity that spans beyond lifetimes as you understand lifetimes to be. But in fact, we are much more interested in you expanding beyond the understanding of lifetimes of incarnations on Holy Mother Earth, understand? In other words, you are powerful beings of light, and what you are doing is attesting to your power on a daily basis by learning how to expand and to identify with the streams of your new reality, of the streams of your Christhood that is presenting itself in a myriad of forms, in a myriad of opportunities for you to get the lift, for you to get the drift that in fact you are pardoned. You have been pardoned long ago. In other words, you are dealing with a plane of reality that only exists within your consciousness, within your mind, shall we say. Now, you may argue with us and say, but you don't understand. This is feeling like a pretty real reality to us, and we understand this. However, as you dream your true essence, as you dream your new tomorrow into your present day experience, what you will do is have a breeze of it in terms of collecting the dust, in terms of collecting the various factions, the various elements of self, and restore yourself to holiness, because this is what the agenda is for you to expand your consciousness into the holy awareness that you reside on many different dimensional planes of existence, understand? In other words, we are forcing you to go for broke today and to expand, to continue to expand and release the illusion that you only exist on this planet Earth. Now, while you address the many life forms, the many lifetimes, indeed, this is simply a small chunk, of where you primarily preside, because what you are doing is you're witnessing your Earth transformation, your Earth challenges to the point of reconciliation with your true self, with your holy self. And this is where the arrival is set to begin. It is set to begin with the starting place of that you are already present. You are already your holy self. You are already the Christ one, the Christ itself. And what you are doing is reminding the self that has dipped into the ancient timeline, if you will. There is a holy hint here, so we ask you to pay close attention. You have dipped into the timeline that you are temporarily traveling on. Now, as you understand this, you also understand that you are bleeding in your higher consciousness. You are bleeding in your true awareness. And this is capturing your attention because indeed, you are much more than your bedfellows have claimed yourself to be, yes? There has been a good discussion about the workings of the ego. In other words, as you have the incarnation, you are equipped with an egoic program. In other words, karmic resolution that is due you. And this is creating quite an oppression on you, yes, because you understand the challenges are being set up, not set up for you to fall down and merge with lower consciousness, but set up for you, for your arrival, for your due arrival at the holy place of awareness that you are simply returning. In other words, you have some of the illustrations, some of the animations where it appears that the cartoon character is split into many places, yes? Perhaps with the butcher knife, perhaps falling off a cliff. It does not matter because the animator is able to connect all the parts, connect all the pieces quite beautifully, quite easily. And this is what you were doing. You were taking control. You were taking control of your destiny in assimilating all the various aspects of self and coming to a place of understanding your power, because as you understand your power, as you understand you are bleeding in your power, you are allowing it to meld, to blend with your holy self, you are providing the answer key, you are providing the holy wisdom, you are providing the holy grail, which truly resides within the heart, which truly resides within your own holy presence. And we ask you to take this to heart, quite literally. In other words, your heart truly is providing you with all the answers, with the answer key. As you open up to it, as you trust this, as you allow this to lead you through the journey onward and upward, to lead you on the journey home. Now, as we share this, we ask you to continue to expand, because we are working with you, helping you to integrate your various levels, your various levels of soul reality. Because as you understand that you are more than you have deemed yourself to be, in other words, this incarnation has had a very limited focus, yes? In other words, the teachers, the parents who have you, will ask you to pay attention. They will say, you must focus on your work, you must focus on your lesson, you must focus on what I'm saying to you. And what it does is it provides you a bit of tunnel vision. It selects the type of focus that you will have. I will pay attention to the ego voice, or I will get slapped on the hand, you see? So pay attention you shall. And what we are doing, what we are reminding you of, is that there are other voices to be had. There are other experiences to be had. There are other energies to partake of, yes? So this is a bit like the return. In other words, you fall and then you ascend, understand? Quite literally, in fact, because this is what you are doing. You are rising in consciousness. You are increasing your understanding of your truth. And as you allow your focal point to expand beyond what the ego has to say, understanding that there is a level of consciousness that you have been residing on, and it is a bit of the ego's world, yes? Now, as you permit that to continue, in other words, it is not about arguing with it. It is not about trying to logically convince, have a debate session at all. It is more so about allowing yourself to expand to the higher consciousness, to the higher vibration, to the higher attunement, which indeed has arrived. You see, it is not something on another distant planet. In fact, these energies are permeating your everyday experience. They are infiltrating your everyday consciousness. As you will receive this, as you will open up to this, as you will expand to your holy awareness and get the drift that in fact, you are the Christ, you see? You are looking to the Christ in another form because you are still under the impression of the belief in separation. I am separate from my brothers and sisters. I am separate from the Christ energy, you see? I am separate from the ones that I love that may have crossed over already, or so on and so forth. But in fact, there is no separation. The separation is an illusion, is an experience of consciousness. And it is one that you have incarnated to, if we may add to the life lesson plans, you have incarnated into for the purpose of seeking reunion. In other words, you have gone in to the level of playing field in which mass consciousness is residing. Yes, there are a few lonely souls, or perhaps hundreds or billions, shall we say, that still believe that this is quite real. They are having this illusionary experience, and what you have determined is you have the right to set them free. You have the tools to set them free, as well as the capability. And this is what we are reminding you. We are reminding you that you have adopted the ego playing field, and you have temporarily believed yourself to be this limited ego self, but in fact you understand you are much more than this. And of course, this is speaking to the choir, but it is an important talk to speak. It is an important speech to make, because what you are doing is you are expanding. You are expanding into your full-fledged size. Imagine that you had an air pillow or something, and it was quite small, it is quite flat, you understand? It is existing in one dimensional level. But as you take the air, as you take the higher consciousness and you blow it up, in fact, it looks much fuller, does it not? It has many more uses. And this is what you are doing. You're allowing yourself the gift of expanding consciousness. Now, as we foresee it, is going to take a little bit of what you would deem and determine to be the effort, yes? Now, this is something not to run from. This is not something to be scared of, but this is something to welcome. Because as you have been foretold, as you make the effort, so it shall appear. As you knock on the door, so shall it be answered, you see? It is simply a matter of choice. It is a matter of attunement, and it is a matter of priority. So if you remain focused on the needs of the ego, the needs of the linear playing field, well, this is your priority, and this is what you will attend to, and this is where the blame will come in, and the judgment, and the woe is me, and the guilt. And you have played this game, yes? Now, we do not mean to say that you must leave your linear reality, not at all. We ask you to maintain your household, your lifestyle, whatever. Do not give up the children. This is not where we are going. We are simply asking you to make the holy decision, to consider the choice, because as you choose the higher echelons, as you choose the love vibration, as you choose to blow your pillow up, shall we say, what you will recognize is that you have many more choices of consciousness. You have many more choices in terms of how you exist while you continue to exist in your form. You see, you are not giving up form in this ascension. This is essential to understand. You are not trying to get anywhere. You are not trying to get beamed off the planet. In fact, we love the fact that you are here. You are vital to the cause, you see, because what you are doing is you are integrating consciousness on the behalf of all the beautiful energies, on behalf of all the beautiful sentient beings. And this is due to arrive. You are here to arrive, understand? You are here to continue on the surface level in one aspect of life. But you are here to make the holy decision to climb the mountain, if you will, in bringing in the truth of the higher awareness, the truth of the higher consciousness of which we have spoken. Now, this is not a climb that is going to take great effort, because you are not trying to be something you're not. Do you understand? We will repeat this again for emphasis. You are not trying to create something that does not already exist. In truth, this is who you are on higher levels of consciousness and other dimensional realities, where you enjoy many days, even though it's not quite called the days, but you understand. You already are that which you are seeking to be. It is more so an act of attunement. It is more so an act of focus. And it is more so an act of deciding. In other words, you must decide. You must make the decision. You have the power to do so. Where you place your attention, if you place it on the ego, if you place it on the repetition of your egoic story, well, you will have more of the same, and you have tried this out, and you continue to do so. However, the good news is you are starting a new program in your life, and this program is one of ascension. This program is one of ascending in consciousness. And as you attune to this, as you expand, as you remember who you are, as you ask and you pray and you hold the intention, indeed, this is the new program that will be entering your life. And you are doing a beautiful job. You are streaming in the Netflix, if you will, of the higher altitudes quite beautifully, quite easily. Now, what it will do is it will push your buttons in a way. In other words, as you bring in the light, it will show you where you have been a bit stuck. Now, we ask you not to have the self-chastisement. We ask you not to have the sorrow or the pity party, because this is not a game of the blaming, you see. It is more of the releasing. It is more of re-identifying yourself with your true self and showing you where you have falsely believed yourself to be the egoic story. You see, the egoic story will show you the blemishes. It will show you your mishaps. It will show you where you supposedly missed the mark, you see. It will show you where you have the guilt, where you should hold the judgment for self or others. And it will continue to do this ad nauseum. And then it will continue to circle and circle, so everyone has a chance of being wrong, you see? Because this is the martyrdom, this is the victimhood, and this is what has been showing itself for eons of time. What you are doing is you're standing strong, and you are learning to secure your rights of safe passage to a new voice, to a new attunement, to a new spokesperson, if you will. So it is not about trying to argue with the ego at all. It is more so about jumping ship forever. Finale, you understand. It is more so about being clear of the ego. And the way you do this is simply to notice where you place your attention, notice where you place your focus, and make the decision that you are ready to leave all of the script behind, because there is a new program waiting to enter your physical vessel waiting to enter your holy body. And this is what we are attuning to. This is what we are asking you to pay attention to, because you will be challenged. Yes, you will have the opportunity to repeat the old energies. They will be there as a choice. What we are asking you to remember, what we are asking you and suggesting you surrender to, is to the energy of love, because the energy of love is very loud now. It is getting louder and stronger as you continue to attend to it. And the energy of love is going to provide you with a new option, a new choice. Now, you may not have the habit of choosing this higher voice, and we understand this. We ask you to bring the love to yourself as you may notice yourself choosing the voice of the ego and choosing the old paradigm. In other words, you have been choosing it for lifetime after lifetime. Is it no wonder that there will be a strong tendency to choose it again? We ask you to be cautious about this, because many of you are trying to climb the mountain and being quite tough on the self. You see, you are bringing your ego along. You see how easily it slips back in. Now, as you notice that you are bringing it along, as you notice the judgment towards self, you see it is simply another opportunity to return to love. All moments are an opportunity to return to the coursework, you see? And there is no judgment in how long it takes you to do it, because the second that you notice that perhaps you have chosen the ego's voice, well, indeed, at that very moment you are remembering there is a different choice. And this is the whole point of the exercise, you see? So it really doesn't matter what has occurred in the last moment, even if the last moment was 5 seconds ago. What matters is the joy that you bring to the table. What matters is your willingness to hold a candle to yourself, to have full pardon, and support the awareness that there is a new choice to be made. Because at each and every moment, even when you notice the choice of the ego, you are remembering that there is another choice. And it does not matter if it occurs after the first choice has occurred, because that is still success. You understand? Now, we leave you with the holy awareness that, in fact, the ego has been... One moment, please. We leave you with a holy awareness that the ego's term has come to a holy close. In other words, there will be the outcry, there will be the last hurrah, if you will. But in fact, your holy destiny, your holy divine appointment, it has arrived and it will occur. It is occurring. It has already taken place. You understand, the future is now. As you continue to expand to this future self as you would understand it to be, in truth it is the present self making itself known. As you permitted and invited into your life, as you learn to work with it, to live side by side, what you will find is more and more you will be adopting this as an easy habit, an easy choice. You will be accepting love. You will be remembering to love yourself through the process. You will be remembering to extend love to your brother and sister as you watch them get lost. And instead of having judgment because they are choosing the old voice, you will say, yes, I understand. It is a tricky fella, is it not? You see, because as you learn to bring love to yourself through your days, through your moments, through your ascension, it will be a no thing to want to extend the same beautiful gift to another. And that is what you are learning to do. You are learning to laugh. You are learning to have fun. And you are learning to play again in the Garden of Eden. Now, how long will all this take? Well, it is a matter of choice. But it is important to know that on a collective level, you have already chosen. You have already chosen to return this earth to its beautiful ascended status, you see? And you are simply going back in time, if you will. Yes, you are the time travelers. And you are working with old aspects of consciousness that have a little bit of catch-up work to do. That is all. We ask you to remember this. We ask you to take yourself lightly, and please don't take yourself too seriously, because when you understand you are simply playing a little game in your mirage, if you will, returning many of the pieces to the Garden of Eden, it is a bit like the cleanup time. You play the cleanup song for the little wee ones, yes? So allow us to do this with you. Allow yourselves to sing this happy tune. You are playing a cleanup time of consciousness. You are playing a little melody, and you are gathering up all your parts, your aspects of self, whether in this lifetime or the past lifetime or perhaps a future lifetime, though many of you are choosing not to have a future lifetime in the egoic status. In other words, you will be blending in in the master form in your future lifetimes, because you will have successfully completed your ascension process in this. So we bring this to your holy awareness that it is a bit of the cleanup time, not to take oneself too seriously, to remember to apply the love. You do not scream at the wee little ones as you teach them to clean up. Yes, you provide the merriment, you provide a happy song, you get the cookies and the juice and the milk ready. We are doing the same, you see, because there is a party going on as each of you ascend to the awareness of your I Am presence, to your higher self. Indeed, you are treating yourselves gently, you are treating yourselves lightly and with love. So we ask you to bring love to the reunion. We ask you to bring love to your holy awareness, to your holy consciousness. We ask you indeed to surrender to your divine appointment, to surrender to the remembrance that truly only love exists. So we invite you to play with us. We invite you to play with us and to sing a happy tune. We invite you to extend your awareness to all aspects of self, to the awareness of the higher self, to the awareness of the higher I Am presence that is looking to live and breathe through you, to breathe as you, you see? Because it is not something that is not in form already. It already exists. It is working its way through. As you open up, as you invite it in, as you realize this is your true nature, this is truly your holy self. So let us begin. We ask you to relax and to receive the truth of you. You see, you are not receiving something foreign from you. You are gifting yourself with your own true awareness. Let us proceed. We ask you to relax and to receive. Dear ones of the light, allow yourselves to awaken to the beautiful brothers and sisters that stand beside you, to awaken the presence of the Christ child within, to awaken to your holy union. You see, you are being gifted with many masters that reside with you on a higher level of awareness. They also reside with you in this plane of reality as you would receive them. We ask you to receive them now with a holy awareness that to your delight as well as theirs, you can expect them to arrive daily. You can expect them to arrive hourly. In other words, make use of the awareness that you are not alone. You are not traveling in this dimensional reality without equipment. You understand? You have the higher attunements. You all have the channeling gifts. Now, the channeling may come in a different form. It may not come word for word. It may come in a flash of insight. It may come with just a feeling of support, a feeling of peace. We ask you to open up to the awareness and the presence that you are traveling, in fact, in a bit of a group. You see, here I come, the group of me, the group consciousness. As you gain the awareness of the safety of this, that you are being promoted, that you are being propped up when you feel like falling, you are being provided with all your answer keys at each moment. As you open up to this, as you allow these gifts of learning, of expansion, of awareness, of support to become more of your everyday reality, so too will you permit the help, will you permit the gifts in? Because in truth, there are many gifts that are being provided to each of you. And what we are trying to do is to expand your readiness to receive, because some of you believe that you are still following your old timeline. You understand? It has been hard. And so you almost expect it to be hard once again when you open the holy eyes, when you have the holy vision for the next day. We ask you to begin the understanding, the awareness, the premise that it is getting easier, it is getting easier, it is getting easier, because the veil is thinning. It is much easier to hear your spirit guides today than yesterday. It is much more easier to receive the impressions from your higher self. It is much more easier to identify with your Christ consciousness, because this energy is more available on this plane of reality. You understand? So expect it to get easier. Expect it to be lighter. Expect your vision to be clearer. Expect the understandings, the unravelings, the healings, the promotions to occur. Now, it does not mean that you do not have work through this process, because as we have explained, your holy work is to arrive at the awareness that you are the ones that determine. You are the ones that determine the process on your ascension path, because you are the ones that determine who it is, which voice you will respond to, who you identify with. As you continue to attract the ego consciousness, you will continue to see life and the earth plane in the linear format. As you attune to the awareness that earth has already risen in its consciousness, there is another plane of reality to reside on. As you attune to this, as you expect this, as you make this as your choice on a daily moment-to-moment basis, so too will you attune to these higher energies. Will you begin to see the bit of the magic? Will your focus become more expanded? It will be the same picture, but you were attending to different aspects. You see, it is all there as you attune to it, as you expect it, as you arrive at your holy place of the awareness, awareness of your true Christ presence. Indeed, Christ has truly arisen. As you are open to this awareness, this message, you will expand into this holy remembrance, into this holy vision. And so it is. What we're going to do is, I guess we'll start with Svetlana and work our way around the circle and see how we can be of further assistance.
Any message?
Any message? Oh, I'm waiting for you. You're waiting for me. All right, one moment, please, honey. And say a first name, please.
Svetlana.
And say it one more time.
Svetlana.
And say it one more time, please.
Svetlana.
And say it one more time.
Svetlana.
Thank you. You have... I'm trying to figure out who she is. Svetlana, say your name one more time, please.
Svetlana.
And say it one more time.
Svetlana.
Thank you. You know, when I first felt her energy, I felt like an archangel or something. But what she, she's laughing at me. What she is sharing is that it's actually really your higher self. But she's coming to you in the form of, Svetlana, say your name one more time, please.
Svetlana.
She's coming to you in the form of, it almost feels like a female deity. So it would be like, imagine I fell in love with like Kuan Yin or somebody. Well, she's a good person to fall in love with. So I mean, I just couldn't get enough of Kuan Yin and her beauty and her energy. And so, but I'm still feeling like, okay, here's Kuan Yin and here's me. And so what she's saying is delight in that relationship, to understand that there's a very high level being of high level energy that's supporting your transformation at this time in a very beautiful way. And so she's going to be working with you from the awareness of gosh, I almost feel like she's going to be talking to you so that you can start like having conversations with each other to help you. And say your name one more time, please.
Sutlan.
To help you, it's so funny, after listening to your little lecture, I'm thinking, okay, now which life lesson is this? To help you really believe in yourself a little bit more strongly. She says, you know, it's almost like if you're a sculptor and you're making a sculpture or something, and you're kind of looking at the kind of proportions of the sculpture, and you would be like, you know what, I feel like it needs a little bit more depth right here. So you kind of put a little bit more clay or a little bit more plaster right here. And that's what she's doing. I feel like she's kind of like almost bolstering you and giving you more of like a propped up presence. And say your name again, please.
Svetlana.
She's helping you to how do I say this? Because it's almost like what you did today, but I feel like you've got another calling beyond that. She's helping you to kind of bolster you, to kind of be like, okay, you're ready to go. Like, off you go with you, off you go with you. And that's sort of how it feels. Like when I tune into you, it's sort of like, okay, here I am trying to do this. I'm doing my thing. And you do it very nicely, by the way. And so when I tune into her looking at you, she's trying to give you more of a voice. She's trying to give you more of just like a powerful expectation of who you are, how you present, how much you're needed, and say your name one more time, please. I think that's part of the message or the mission. It feels to me like, and it's weird giving you this message because after listening to your lecture, I'm almost getting confused in the sense that your life lessons and all the stuff that you're looking at, it's all essential and it's all purposeful, but like the only tweak she would make with it is that it turns the focus here, because this is about me, this is about my growth, this, you know, like looking here. And she's saying that when you recognize and realize how valuable you are, I guess it's like your service, when whatever your service one thing was, how valuable you are to others, you will have more confidence, you will have more courage, you'll like walk into like every woman's shelter, you'll like, oh my gosh, like the light bulb will somehow go off, like, this isn't about me and my fears, this is about the world needs serious help and I can help. So it's almost like, she's so funny. She's like, I was looking at a duck outside when I was taking a little break, and she's like a little duck, like, you know, get those tail feathers going, you know, like, let's get a move on. And say your name again, please. She's helping you to have courage. She's not playing Kuan Yin, because Kuan Yin is like that love thing. And it is about love and it is about compassion, but with her, she's helping you, or maybe it's an aspect of Kuan Yin that's like a courageous element of it, but it's all about, and say your name one more time, please. Mama, please. I feel like it's time. I feel like it's time. I feel like you're going to,